Hello, welcome to another poster podcast here at the NSH. I'm sitting with Jeffrey Rinker, who is one of our poster presenters this year. Jeffrey, welcome, and we appreciate the fact that you're putting a poster together for us this year, next year, and all the following years. So first tell me what poster you submitted this year and why you selected this topic.
The poster is Making Your FNA Count. The reason I did this poster is I work in a smaller lab, and being a histotech in smaller labs, they kind of end up doing everything. And so in my lab, we do cytology non-gens. And being as, again, since we're a smaller lab, we had to figure out how to accomplish the same thing that larger labs can do with all their equipment, but with only having smaller stuff and getting to that quality that the doctor had wanted. So,
right, and FNAs can be touchy. So when you look at your poster, what's the first thing you want people to notice?
I tried to go outside the norms, first off, to make it bright, and that it's that with histotechs, there is the field that we do, but with cytology and stuff, it just encompasses more, to learn more just about all of the lab. My biggest thing is I work in a smaller hospital, and I try my hardest to learn not just more about the histology, but about the cytology and then the CP side. And because it all ends up being the same for me, it's all about the patient in the end.
Right,
and
exactly.
That was my goal with this poster, was to show how we not only improved patient care, but we actually ended up saving money for the hospital, which in fact also helps the patient.
Yeah, that's for sure, especially with the costs the way they are today. So when you were doing your research for this poster, did you come upon any surprises?
Yeah, a few of the surprises that I came upon were how many different ways people out there do this, and there's different systems, and even being here at the conference, I've noticed that there's even more systems out there for doing FNAs. For us, it was the amount of that it costs for an FNA. I didn't realize, even in today's medical system, knowing that everything is costly, the project doing this, we ended up projectively saving about $60,000 to $70,000 a year.
Wow.
And that doesn't, I mean, it equates to numbers dollar-wise, but that's also a lot of patients who don't have to come back in for the re-examination, and that makes a big difference to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Well, the you know, working with the patients and being having them be as comfortable as possible, especially with FNAs and what the diagnosis may be, has got to be comforting. So
it also allowed me to connect more with the radiology department, because they had to be involved in the research and talking to them and teaching and cross-training them on smears and stuff like that. It was a good way to just reach out of the lab and not only let people know what histology does, and cytology for that matter, but to also let them come in and show us what they were doing also.
Yeah, because a lot of people to this day still have no clue what histology is. I was here at the convention, and a woman was here with Comic-Con, and she goes, "Oh, it's the history convention." I said, "No, histology." She said, "What do you do?" I said, "We get pieces, parts, and fluids from the body, and we make slides for diagnosis." She goes, "That's even cooler."
Yeah, my father, he always assumed that I did autopsies for the longest time. And I have, but that's not my passion.
Right.
I love what I do. So
it's not the bulk of your job.
Yeah.
So what was something that happened with this poster that you didn't expect to have happen?
It was the first time I'd ever done a poster. I'm OJT, and so it was a little bit, I didn't expect to enjoy making the poster, actually, and doing the research and learning more in depth into the site, because I do cytology, but I didn't know about cytology and FNAs.
Yeah.
And it was fun for me to learn more about that and to come out on the other side more educated.
Right.
And to feel good about the poster that I did, and to know that it's somebody, it may spark curiosity in somebody, and it may help improve someone else.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people come by, they look at the posters, and they take these initiatives and these different presentations back to the lab and see how they can implement them. So it's a great thing to do. And it's great when you can mesh the theoretics with the practicality and bring it all together.
for me, it's also been inspiring because it makes me want to do more. It makes me think about presenting a class or doing something else in the NSH. Places I've been haven't always given the opportunity, but now I want to spread it more. I enjoy the conversations I have here.
Oh, that's great. We appreciate that, too. So next year when you do another poster for us, what do you think your follow-up project will be?
Right now, I'm working on H&E quality for slides and sections, mostly GI biopsies and such, and trying to achieve the quality that the pathologist wants to see without having the wrinkles or the chatter. It really is quite a hard thing. I mean, I've been cutting biopsies for 20 plus years, and I still, it's just a question every time sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's my goal where I work, is to produce a quality slide.
I know my old medical, she wasn't old, I'm old, but my old medical director was GI based, and chatter, the blue mucin, yeah. Man, those slides were right back in the lab, and it's like, come on, get on this and get this fixed. Because it does, it makes it harder for them to do a great diagnosis for the patient.
And there's so many caveats to it, processing, the fixation, what it's presented to you, whether it was zinc formalin or, and it's, every, I mean, all processing is different, but the small stuff is affected more, I think, because you don't always account for the time that it is in the chemical,
right,
or like that.
And well, we had it down to a 1 hour process on a normal conventional processor.
Yeah, and we have a 2.5 hour, but it could be smaller.
Right.
But it all, nowadays, with the technology out there, with microwave processing, mm-hmm. and with the rapid processes that are out there, different chemicals and substitutes, the condensation, or there's just so many different parts to it now.
Right, right. Well, we were 2 minutes in every step and 4 minutes in the paraffins, and boom, we were done. Because we did rush cases all day long,
sure.
And we had to turn around. The longest part was the fixation step.
Yeah. And needles are even worse. I mean, because especially if you're running liver biopsies, which are dry no matter what
yeah.
you do, or if you're doing a lymph node needle.
Yep.
But that's the best part about this job. You do the same thing 100 times, and you get good at it, and then you realize you can get better at it, and then when you're comfortable with that, oh, I can get better at it.
Yep.
So that's the best part. That's why I like doing the job.
Cool. That's a great way to look at it. Well, we want to take your time. Thank you for taking your time today and speaking with us, and we look forward to your next poster.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.